Jamie Goddard playing some good football now. It took him a while to get used to the style.
Well,
oh, Joel Wilson came from the clouds, kicks ahead. Sailor comes across. Wilson, oh, this is the individual try of 1999. Joel Wilson, you have won the award.
You could come up with.
And Slater gives that the treatment it deserves, and Michael Slater scores his 50th first-class half-century.
Oh, Copeland went for the steal. Deal. Oh, can't make the shot.
It's all over now.
It's all over. There goes Copeland. Yes! Slams it away. This is a huge victory for the Melbourne Tigers. They're not even going to play the last 2 seconds. The Tigers, they get the money. What a comeback. Andrew Gay says, what about that?
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, you're listening to The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Loz. Brought to you by TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Yeah, welcome back to The Big Sports Breakfast with Laurie and TK. And TK, it's his last hour of the program.
God,
he's been
quickly.
A part of the program for the last 18 years. I've got to ask you, mate, how are you feeling?
It's gone quickly this morning.
It has gone
I'm feeling really good, very upbeat, yeah. Loz, I've got to say, to be honest, and I'm very, very honoured and flattered and privileged with some of the comments that are coming in from administrators in the world of sport, but I really do rate our listeners and our viewers, and they feel like they're part of the family, and to have all the good positive feedback, and of course there's some negatives, but I expect that. You can't expect everybody to love you, and there'll be some people who will thrive on the Big Sports Breakfast, hopefully without me here. But overall, it's been an absolute honour, and I've been wrapped with the feedback, and I won't be able to get back to everybody. I've tried to get back to as many people as I could yesterday and last night, and I'll continue to get back to people. But really, they should not be underestimated, mate. They're the people that they invite us into their lounge rooms. They invite us into their houses. They invite us into their cars as they commute to work and back or on public transport as they get to their jobs and back and forth. And it's an honour that they even listen.
Yeah.
And we appreciate them all. I appreciate them all. And if they don't agree with me, that's absolutely fine. That's all part of it. In fact, that sometimes can be the enjoyable part of the debate, mate.
But one thing I do know about you, TK, you're very passionate, you're very honest, and you've been a terrific fellow and supporter of a lot of people, in particular mine, since I've started here the last 2 years. I can't believe you've been in this job for 18
years.
It's a
long time,
to bounce out of bed and continue to do it the way you have.
Something about the bounce.
So it's a great example for others coming in, filling in your position. But a man that knows all about taking criticism on the chin and taking a game forward and doing the right thing and doing the things that he believes is right is Todd Greenberg from the NRL. And Todd does a fantastic job, and he joins us on the line this morning. Morning, Todd.
Morning, gents. What a performance, ATK. 18 years. Who would have thought? Well done, mate.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Who would have thought? And it's you sort of get this, mate, to the negative and the positive. It's no popularity contest, is it?
Heroes and villains is what I usually like to call it. But look, honestly, TK, you have been an absolute staple for rugby league fans over an enormous period of time, who I know every morning tune in, and some will admire the passion. Some will like debating the views. Occasionally, you and I have debated the views, but your contribution to rugby league and for our fans and the way you've portrayed the game and the way you've been able to articulate difficult issues in the game has to be respected, mate. So on behalf of all of us inside rugby league, we wanted to make sure that we conveyed our thanks to you today, mate. It's an enormous achievement, 18 years. You should be very proud of yourself.
I appreciate those kind words, Todd, and I certainly won't be lost to the game of rugby league, I hope, as well, and other sports.
No, you won't be. But it's so important, Todd, and TK expresses his views. I express my views. And you, as a leader, you understand that in the position that you're in, you've got to do that as a leader. That's what you're there to do. You're not there for a popularity contest. You've got to make strong decisions that you believe in and you trust in, and that's just part of your role.
That's it, Loz. And you know what? The reality is we're not always going to get it right every time either.
No.
And anyone who says that they will haven't really played in this game before, because they're always going to be difficult issues. They're always going to be issues that polarise people's opinions, but you know, we've maintained for a long time that if you just put the game first, when you think about these things and you think about them carefully and thoroughly, you just do your best on behalf of the sport, and then people can have their views, and that's what makes the game great. I mean, I'm not sure there's much more passion inside rugby league than the fans themselves, who just love the game and love their team, and that's okay. But, you know, when I reflected, TK, this morning, knowing I was going to talk to you, you know, your contribution to rugby league, not just through the 18 years of the Big Sports Breakfast, you know, reflecting on the fact you've been a TV news reporter, a newsreader, a caller, you know, and, you know, back to the days of Optus Vision when Fox Sports was just starting. I mean, you've been across many segments of rugby league over a very long period of time, and I'm sure some of that will continue maybe in the next phase. But in this phase, on radio, I used to thoroughly enjoy talking to Michael Slater off air about how he is bleed by the end of a week after seeing next year for 5 days. So, it was a lot of fun hearing some of the stories from behind the scenes.
Yeah, I had a good chat to our mate yesterday, actually, in Slats, Todd, and hopefully we'll chat with him again this morning before the end of the program, which is terrific. You've got to deal with all the different stakeholders in the game. I'm talking about all the different factions within the world of rugby league, Todd. I've seen it all unfold over all those different periods you've just sort of gone through over the years. Do you think everyone's more on, while self-interest will always govern, I understand that, in all walks of life, do you think people are more on board as a one now with rugby league?
Oh, definitely. I think there's progress being made. I mean, that's evidenced by this morning. I'm actually in the car at the moment on my way to what will be a historic moment this morning, that the New South Wales Rugby League and the Country Rugby League meet together this morning and will ultimately, pending everyone's approval, form together for one governing body in the state of New South Wales with a merger. And that's been, I think, about 80 years in the making. So sometimes things take a little time in rugby league, but I do reflect that this will be a monumental day. It won't really resonate with fans, but in the long term, sure. Laurie will know this better than anyone, that having one governance structure for the state of rugby league is a monumental step. Maybe taking us a lot longer than we all should hope for, but that's a good example where I think rugby league is slowly and steadily starting to get itself into the right position.
Yeah, you're 100% correct there, Todd. I think it's a great thing for the game, and it's a great thing for all those people out there in the bush and the metropolitan areas that we have got one now body that is in charge. And finally, mate, just from me, the wash up from the rugby league season, the good things, the positive things to come out of the year.
Yeah, look, it's been a great year, not without its challenges, as we always have. There's a few headwinds and a few challenges along the way. But, yeah, it's been a great year. All of our numbers tell us it's been a great year. And, you know, again, we've advanced the women's game significantly through 2019, and we've got some really big things in store for 2020, some we haven't yet announced. So stand by for some good announcements between now and Christmas. There's some good things happening, some good progress being made, and I'm very, very pleased with what we watch every weekend. That's the most important thing, that the quality of the games that our fans watch is second to none. There's no sport like it.
Todd, from the ANZ Stadium days to the Bulldogs to now the boss of the National Rugby League, I've enjoyed the debates among all those years, and I thank you so much for all your kind words today.
Good on you, TK. As the great Jack Gibson would say, mate, played tough and done good. Well done, mate.
Thank you, Todd. Todd Greenberg joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Check out today's podcasts at bigsportsbreakfast.com.au. Brought to you by the Volkswagen Amarok V6 Core with Enduro accessory pack worth over $1,200.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bing Lee having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bingley and receive 60 months interest-free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest-free at Bingley.
Australian family-owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Bingley. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at bingley.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the Beat Sports Breakfast. It's 8:15. We have a lot of people texting in, TK. Yeah. We have a lot of people that want to talk to you on the open line. And we've also got people that are part of the program that are ringing in. And Bulldog Richie joins us on the line. Morning, Bulldog.
Good morning, boys. And I just thought I would ring in very quickly to say congratulations, TK, on a stellar career at Sky Radio. You've always been a thorough professional. You've always been very kind. And in the media, we tend to get a bit aggro, don't we? And we get a bit gruff, but you've always been really nice to me, and I've always admired you, and I've always thought you're just a, you know, apart from being a good broadcaster, you're just a bloody good bloke.
Well, a little bit like you've never given me any reason to treat you any differently, Bulldog. As most people, I don't think I've given anyone anything to be treated differently either. So you find people as you treat them, and I find most people to be good people. So you treat them well. It's a pretty simple philosophy, Bulldog.
I did tell you 2 years ago, I said, mate, you've got a new addition to the show.
Yeah.
I said, just be very, very careful
yeah.
of him.
Right, yeah.
And none of it. You went in, oh, no, he's a great bloke. I interviewed him when he was at the Raiders. And
yeah.
I said, mate,
I've known him for
careful.
Decades. Don't worry. It'll be fine. And then all of a sudden,
sure,
the sharpening of the knife.
Day, out come the knife.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. doesn't he puff the chest out when the good comes through? Yeah, you know, all the good feedback. Is, oh, yeah, Loz. And then when the negative feedback, that's TK's fault.
Oh. He's going to lobby to change the name, the Big Sports Breakfast with Loz.
Mm.
Well,
don't
you did. You rang me last night and told me.
He was pushing the Big Nose Breakfast, but yeah, I don't think that's got a great deal of traction. Dino, thanks so much, mate, for your support. Always good to chat.
We'll have a beer later on, TK.
We will have a beer later on, 13:53:53. Let's keep taking some calls if we can. We will get to some text messages as well. She was one of our favourites here on the Big Sports Breakfast. Gemma Cutting, who joined us as the newsreader here before she went off to greener pastures with Inglis, and she joins us on the line. Hi, Gem.
Hello, TK. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks, Gem. It's been a lovely morning. I'm bouncing through the morning.
It has. We've had a lot of nice calls and feedback.
Yeah. the old early mornings, Gemma. I've got it. I'll let people tell a story. I'll tell a story out of school. Gemma come in here and she was always a little bit flustered. And she'd sit down and you know I'd look at her. How are you? She goes, I'm tired. Right? And she go, I'm tired. I go, Gem, I love you, but please, we're all tired, right? Stop saying you're tired. Everyone's tired. Just get on with it.
How long did you work with him for, Gem?
Oh, so 12 months. 12 months old.
There
was that Sky about 7 years.
Yeah.
12 months on the Big Sports Breakfast.
I'm tired.
It was a long 12 months. It was really good. It was a hard decision to leave, obviously, but love the role at Inglis. But I'm sorry to hear you were leaving, TK, and I missed you yesterday. So I'll definitely catch up with you in the grand view room tomorrow at the races. But thank you for all the support that you showed me in those 12 months because it was a bit of a change coming across from Bread to Win. I'd never sort of done any reading really before, so you gave me a lot of advice. Over those years, I've been doing that job with Channel 9 and other sports shows, so it was invaluable and it was really nice to have someone who might have laughed at some of my mistakes, but basically said, just keep on going, it doesn't matter. And Flat's been very supportive too.
Just smile and keep on going, Jim.
Exactly.
Look, you're killing it in Inglis. It's terrific to see so many people I've worked with throughout the years. And it's one of the real great, you know, I love nurturing the talent that comes through. I think it's a job that I can do extremely well and pass on all that sort of experience. And many of them, Loz and Jim, do it a lot better than I've ever done. But Jim, it's that experience you can pass on.
But it's very important for people like me who are really nervous and still learning to have people like yourself and Flats too. Not to grudge giving any of their knowledge away and passing it on and not, I guess, stopping you from advancing yourself. It was so good to have the support because it was really, really needed at the time trying to fit into the new role. And all the support you've shown me since moving to Inglis as well. It's been great to see you when you come across the Inglis Easter sale out at Warwick Farm.
Look forward to
it. A couple
of
dinners. It's been good.
Jim, talking of dinners out there at Warwick Farm, TK always told me you were a tremendous person. And my first time meeting you, I fell in love with you straight away because what happens on tour stays on tour. Now, you filmed me one night eating my dinner. And you sent it around and we all had a bit of a giggle about it, the way I was attacking my food. Because I didn't think I ate the night before.
It didn't go anywhere.
No, it didn't. Gemma, look forward to catching up tomorrow at Royal Ramic for
the
$14 million Tab Everest. Good on you, Gemma. Really good young talent. Just another one of
champion.
These really good talented people that have come through the ranks here, whether it be at the old 2KY, whether it be at the old Sky, the new Sky, or now at Sky Sports Radio as well. Gemma's one of those people now with Inglis who have got a really good media department going there as well. And that is, you know, everyone's been telling those little on-the-road drinking stories about myself. Mind you, after 18 years, I've got to admit, I'll give myself a rap here. Over the 18-year period, not one sick day and not one day I haven't made it to the program, which personally, I'm going to give myself a rap. For breakfast radio, that is certainly unheard of. But Loz, after that lunch and dinner at Inglis, the next morning we're doing the program out there. And it's about 6:30 in the program, so we've gone an hour. And Loz goes, "I'm starving, I'm starving." And he said, "I didn't eat last night." I said, "Loz, you had the biggest meal you've ever seen down the end of the table. You ate it like a caveman." I remember the comment. "Yeah, did I?" I go, "Yes, you did."
I couldn't remember. And then Jem must have been listening. And
there's a photo of it.
She sent through the photo and the video of it. And I did attack it like a caveman. Yeah,
there's a lot of stories on tour coming out. 8:21.
Join us in Perth this November for serious Group 1 horseplay at its very best. The Tab Touch Masters, with a $1 million Group 1 race on three consecutive Saturdays, starting with the Kieran Railway Stakes. Followed by the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes and finishing with the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic. For tickets and Crown Perth accommodation deals, visit perthracing.com.au.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at bingley.com.au.
It's a Michael Hill mid-season sale with up to 50% off selected gold jewellery and 40% off selected diamond engagement rings. Shop the sale now only at Michael Hill. Beacon Hill, Warringah Road, MacKillop Road, a two-car accident cleared. Still impacting eastbound traffic though. Now the Sydney CBD Western Distributor, Sussex Street, a car breakdown northbound lane one in a very awkward spot. Castle Hill, Old Northern Road at Old Castle Hill Road, lights blanked out due to power failure. And Northbridge, Sailors Bay Road at Harden Avenue, got a busted car accident southbound. For 8 days only, get up to 5 years free scheduled servicing on every Ford SUV or participating dealer. Starts this Saturday. See ford.com.au for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
The Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors. New Liverpool showroom now open.
Sports Breakfast, we're 6 minutes away from the 8:30 news. We're taking your calls and your text messages. This one here, TK. TK, just like thousands of other viewers, it's been an absolute privilege and a pleasure listening to you for the last 18 years. A true professional comedian and a guy with the best calves in Australia. To you and your family, enjoy the next chapter of your life. You'll have more time now wearing your poo brown suit. Cheers, Brad from Campbelltown.
Thank you, Brad.
There's many messages coming in, yeah. TK, and joining us on the line now is our football expert, Robbie Slater. Morning, Rob.
Yes, good morning, boys. TK, how you doing?
Really well, thanks, Robbie. We've got a big round, week two of the A-League, and it all kicks off tonight, mate. It's going to be a beauty. The Melbourne Victory up against the Wanderers. That's tonight at Marvel, and quite remarkably, or maybe not, I know they've always been a strong side, the Victory, but the Wanderers have never had a win at Marvel.
No, and it's, you see how they kicked off last week. Mitchell Duke, their captain, getting a couple of goals, and in a game where the Central Coast Mariners were a little bit unlucky, but yeah, this ground and Melbourne Victory in particular, not happy. Hunting ground, won the stadium, and of course it's a little bit their bogey team. So look, you'd put your money on Victory tonight. It's always early in the season, TK, Laurie, it's always a little bit hard to tell, particularly in a salary cap 11-team competition now. But look, you'd think that Victory are going to be certainly the favourites, and rightfully so.
The new team in the competition, Western United, take on the...
Is that a better reception? I've just changed something a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better, mate. Thank you.
I just wanted to make it better.
Ah, yes. No, you want to make it better for your last time talking to TK on air.
Well, exactly.
We'll talk. Mm.
Are we're you going to wish him all the best?
Or no, we're catching
end?
Up.
Of course I'm going to wish him all the best.
We're catching up.
In my opinion, my humble opinion, it's the wrong one who's going, but anyway.
Well, that's what a lot of people. You know, that's what a lot of people are saying.
They got it wrong.
Well, I knifed TK.
Yeah,
I knifed him in the back.
Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I will miss. And I'd love to say that I'd love to say this, that I'm going to miss your football knowledge, your analytical mind on the game.
But your wife.
And technically, but unfortunately I can't say
I got it on good authority yesterday.
Yeah.
I got it on good authority yesterday. You made a phone call inquiring about jumping in the chair.
Now, TK, listen to me now. Now the proof, because I saw you yesterday.
Yes.
I was in there doing Soccer Insiders with the great Jamie Rogers. And
what about the wolf?
The wolf, the wolf lied. Of course, to make himself sound funny and, to try and add a bit of humour to his spot, which is normally like...
I will tell a story that I shared with Robbie yesterday. Robbie said, you know what, TK, congrats, mate. Those early mornings, I'm not an early morning person. He said, they couldn't pay me X. I won't put the dollar sign, right? He said, they couldn't pay me X to get up and do what you do. And I said, I wouldn't do it for that either.
It was the best response. But no, mate, TK, it's always, mate, I enjoy the banter we've had.
It's terrific.
Obviously, mate, with this segment. And as you know, it is banter.
Yeah.
And, mate, you've done a great job. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks, mate.
Mate, to last, all that time, 18, 19 years, is incredible, really. And, obviously, there's a reason for that, because you're very good at what you do, and I'm sure whatever you put your mind to in the future, once you've, taken that X amount of money and enjoyed yourself for a little time...
You're a funny bugger.
You will be successful at whatever you do. You've done a great job, mate.
You're
proud of yourself. I'm sure your family are, but everyone in there absolutely loves you, and, obviously, you're not going to be on air, but I'm sure you've made some lifelong friends.
Absolutely. That's the fun part of it. Robbie, is there one particular game in the Premier League this weekend that Leicester are doing tremendously well so far this year? Yeah. Is there one particular game that stands out? Man City or brushed by Crystal Palace? Man U, Liverpool? Does it get any bigger than Man U, Liverpool?
Well, this is, in spite of Man United's terrible form and terrible position on the ladder, they're sitting in 12th. And by the way, they've got the highest wage bill in Premier League history.
Wow.
And that's incredible when you think of the amount of money that Manchester City throw in. But this is the biggest game in the EPL. This is the biggest rivalry, Manchester United against Liverpool, steeped in history. And dare I say it, I don't like to use that word which starts with the letter H, but there's a lot of feeling, there's a lot of dislike between these two. And Liverpool go there as clear-cut favourites. I've got a sneaky feeling that Liverpool are going to win and win well and embarrass Manchester United at Old Trafford. I think there'll be goals, and I think Liverpool are going to hit at least four. And if they do, I think we could see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer depart the scene on the Monday morning. Because if they get embarrassed by the fiercest rival, which is, like I just said, a distinct possibility, I think Solskjaer will go.
Yeah, well, I think that's on the cards, Rob. Thanks for that information today. Thanks for joining us on the program, as you always do. Any final words for the great man?
No,
TK doesn't want bullshit.
I'm with you, Rob.
He loves it.
I've appreciated the kind thoughts, but Robbie,
that's
and
as
I,
nice as you've been, Rob, by the way, too.
We have an understanding, Robbie and I. We talk the same language.
We have an understanding. Yeah. I've got him tickets for the derby next week.
Well, what about my tickets? I want to go.
I'm going to throw them in the RBB.
I don't know whether I'm up to the RBB at this stage.
I want to go to the... It's at Bankwest too, isn't it?
Yeah, they use your head and nose as a drum.
Sorry, of course.
Yeah. No,
I've said what I've said, and he's done a great job. And
thanks, buddy.
I'll see you soon anyway.
Yeah, look forward to it, mate.
Two champions.
Robbie Slater there. How big is that match, and how bad are Manchester United going? It's hard to believe, isn't it?